Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You can call us on Football Friday at 803-0550. We have called Mr. John Murphy, and he's joining us right now on the Wester Hotline. Good morning, Mr. Murphy. Happy Football Friday.
Good morning, Mr. Simon. Happy Football Friday to you as well.
Thank you very much. So I got a question for you, a philosophical question for you. I don't know if it's philosophical, but this is the question anyway. Off the first loss of the season, off a bummer of a night against Tennessee, do you like the idea of Kansas City being the next game on the schedule, or would you have preferred someone, say, like the Jets as the next game on the schedule?
The thing that makes it easier to swallow is that the Jets are coming fast. But no, of course, I don't want to play Kansas City any day. You know, they're really good. I'm watching video the last couple of days. I mean, and obviously we've all seen them and seen they're on TV. This is the third of four straight weeks are on Monday Night Football, believe it or not. But their team speed is what really strikes me. You know, and it's not just a Tyreek Hill. It's everybody. You know, Edwards-Helaire is really fast. Mecole Hardman is really fast. The defense is really fast. I mean, their team speed is what jumps out at me. They're very talented guys, triggered by the best quarterback playing in the game right now. But they're really good. You don't want to if you can avoid them, you take that option. But the Bills can't, and it'll be a great test for Buffalo to be sure.
Did it make you feel any better? Two things. One, seeing what New England did to them, which was really tremendous, even though the Patriots lost the game because they had no Cam Newton and no offense. But they really did a job against them defensively. And I know it was a tale of two halves, but having watched a good chunk of the second half last week, the Raiders had a very effective game plan of just don't blitz Patrick Mahomes and drop as many guys into coverage, and they really limited the Chiefs in the second half in that game.
Yeah, there were some good things there. I mean, even in those two losses, though, or those two last two games, they put up 26 against New England and 32 against the Raiders. So Nobody's really figured out how to shut them down. And that's the thing, you know, they're fast and Mahomes, all right, so maybe you don't blitz them. You don't get them, you try to keep them in the pocket and make them make plays from there. Okay, that's one way to do it. But he's just really talented and got really talented receivers. And it's a really good offensive package they run too. You know, they know what they're doing offensively. They know what they want to do on offense. Bieniemy, the coordinator, is really good, and of course Andy Reid is solid too. I just think there's no good way to defend this team. And I think the Bills, I guess, if you're looking for silver linings here, the Bills are at least equipped, it would seem, to try to keep up with them offensively. You know, so if they hold them, if they have success like New England did, I guess, giving up 26 points. You know, this Buffalo team, you can see, well, they average 28 points a game, so they should be able to score 30. I think if there's a weak link to the Chiefs, it's defensively. You know, they're not real big. As I said, they're very fast, but they're not real stout. They're not real big, and maybe the Bills can try to keep up with them for most of them Monday night.
You stole my next question, Murph. What are you doing to me? Now I got to come up with another question because I as much as you talk about, you know, it's not exactly maybe a team you'd look forward to facing, finally – the Bills have an offense that you would look at it, and as much as people are nervous about the defense this week and then the matchup with Kansas City and their potent offense, I think if you're a Bills fan, at least you know, well, the Bills offense can keep up with Kansas City and maybe they can outscore them on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I think, the best route to victory for Buffalo, and it's not going to be an easy one at that. And by the way, you guys were talking about it earlier this week, and it's a really good point about the short fields the Buffalo defense surrendered Tuesday night against Tennessee. You know, the defense was not bludgeoned by the Tennessee Titans. They were on the field in very difficult situations several times, and the Titans got 21 points off turnovers, you know, the exact margin of victory. So although they have a lot of holes to plug on defense and a lot of problems to fix, I don't think it's an absolute, wasteland on defense for Buffalo. They can get better, and I think they will. But, yeah, you want to try to outscore these guys if you're Buffalo. I talked about the Chiefs' team speed. The Bills are pretty good at that, too, when they're all healthy, when John Brown's in the lineup especially. And I think the Bills, their best hope is to stay with these guys and, see where they're at in the fourth quarter. Maybe they can get a late field goal or a late touchdown to win it.
One nice thing about this, Murph, I think just if you just look at it from the standpoint of being a fan of the NFL, you get to watch Patrick Mahomes. You get to watch him up close and personal because you'll be in the building. But you get to watch Patrick Mahomes, who is as must-watch as an NFL player comes.
Yeah, he's compelling, you know. And as good as Brady was during his entire career, I don't think Brady had the same must-see cachet that Patrick Mahomes has. You know, he's it's because of the crazy plays that Mahomes is capable of. You know, he's kind of a creative thinker when it comes to figuring out ways to get the ball in his great playmakers' hands, and that's really fun to watch. And by all accounts, he's a great teammate and a good person, and a kind of a competitive guy. You know, with his background, his dad was a good baseball player, and he's an easy guy to root for. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to this, seeing Mahomes, in person and seeing what he can do against the Bills on Monday.
And Murph, even though we were talking about, you're probably going to need your offense to outscore Kansas City, the injury report is huge for this game. And we'll start, there are three big names to think about, right? Matt Milano, we just had a stat about how the Bills are near the bottom of the league in terms of middle-of-the-field defense. So you'd love to get Milano back. We just saw, without Trey White, it was not a pretty sight in Tennessee the other night. And even offensively, too. You know, Diggs still had a 100-yard game, but there was no question the job was easier for Tennessee without John Brown on the field. So three big names that to keep an eye on as we get closer to Monday.
Yeah, and they will require monitoring the next few days. I was up at the practice yesterday and watched we get to watch the early stretch and the early individual workouts. And Brown looks fine. John Brown with his knee moving around fine. He made it through a practice on a full-time basis. The others look good. You know, I thought Tre'Davious White with kind of a weird harness around his upper body looked like he was moving fine. And Milano, although they were far down at the end of the field, Milano seemed to be moving well. He's got a pectoral muscle injury, so that wasn't a question of him moving wasn't up there. But all three of them, Milano and Tre'Davious White were limited, but all three of them were back in the lineup. And look, those are three key players, both sides of the ball for the Buffalo Bills. You don't want to play anybody without them, and you certainly don't want to go up against Kansas City Chiefs without them.
Murph, the defense has been a big discussion point this week. What's ailing that unit at this point, in your opinion?
Well, again, I think they didn't collapse last Tuesday night. They weren't good, but it wasn't a total collapse because of the short fields. But mostly I think it's play up front, you know, the front four. And they got a heavy rotation of guys getting in there, but they need more production from them. And I think they lack a certain I don't know. I hear people talk about how they lack toughness. I think they lack stoutness. You know, they're not overly big up front. And I think, yes, they do miss Starlo Tulele for that reason in particular. But they need people who can eat up blockers, take up space, keep people off Tre'Davious or Tremaine Edmonds so that he can make plays. And the same for Milano to a certain extent. But I think it's all what's going on up front. I think in a general sense, they don't have a ton of depth in either linebacker or the defensive secondary right now. And so guys are learning how to play at linebacker and talking about Terrell Dotson most particularly and some of the corners, you know, they're getting their first taste of NFL action. So you don't want those depth players to be tested on a weekly basis. And that's kind of a bigger picture, but on a game to game basis, they just need to be bigger and stronger and stouter up front. I think that's the biggest problem they have on defense.
And one of the other main talking points this week, I think, has also been about the running game. And it can be two-pronged, the running backs and then even the reduced runs for Josh Allen the last few games. But in generalities with the Bills' running game, is there anything you see there in terms of that might be explaining struggles? I know they're not running the ball as much as last year. They don't lean on it, but it has not been as productive for sure from Devin Singletary's standpoint.
No, I agree. And I think they're just trying to find themselves in the running game. And as they demonstrated through the first four games, they can succeed a great deal on offense without a dominant running game. But you'd like to get Singletary, you know, get him more involved and get him more productive runs. Like to get Zach Moss back. That would help, I think, a lot. And I think they're trying to find the right formula. And it's a game plan thing, too, but find the right formula and how and when to use Josh Allen in the running game. You know, they like to call more runs, I think, with Josh Allen. It's not a major flaw, but I think it's something they're trying to figure out on a week-to-week basis, and a lot of it has to do with how teams play them, you know, and maybe that's something they have to wait until they kick it off to decide if Josh Allen could have production running the ball. But it's definitely a work in progress. They got to get better at it.
All right, Murph, enjoy your weekend, another Sunday without Bills football, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thank you, Art.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.